Hey guys, it's Jory.
And it's Abby, and we're back from Coach Girl Summer.
No, so sad. The summer's freaking over. All the Jewish holidays are over as well. But Abby right now is in New York with me.
Yeah. This, as you guys know, this doesn't happen often. Okay, maybe like once a year I'm here, but we are rarely in the same city, so we're both super hyped to be in the same place at the same time, and we know you guys are super excited to hear our amazing voices once again. I'm sure you guys missed us on your morning commutes all summer, in your workout, just anywhere you go. Like, Coach Girls, we're always with you guys. And now we're back on your daily journeys, and we're excited about it too.
I know. We're super excited. This second season, we're working on it right now. It's going to be busy. It's going to be big. It's going to be more organized. Fingers crossed. We're thinking about coming up with merch soon. So let us know if you would buy that. That'd be cool. We don't want to do it unless people don't buy it.
Yeah.
Well, we can also do something where like a percentage of the proceeds go to like a percentage. A small percentage.
Hey, you know what? 100% of the proceeds are going to Israel. That's all you need to know.
Okay. That means we need 50-50, Abby. It's not all going to you.
Yes. At the end of the day, this is a podcast, but it's and we're charitable, but it's also a business. You know, where Jory majored in – wait, did you majored in finance?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know that's always in the back of our minds. I was an English lit major. I don't know. Did we ever talk about our majors in the podcast? Just feels like ancient history. But yeah, you know she does. You know, anyway, buy our merch. That is when we come out with merch.
When we come out with merch, that's 800 followers on Instagram. So get us to 800. We'll have really cute merch. We're already thinking of a lot of fun things. So let us know if you'd get that. But
let's recap our summers. We were so hype about Coach Girl Summer. And
We were waxed and vaxxed. That's like the last.
We were waxed and vaxxed. It turns out that being waxed and vaxxed can't protect you from corona. But, you know, at the time we were really hopeful.
We were. I got waxed on my brows, not anywhere else. And I got vaxxed. We didn't get waxed in the way you would think we got waxed.
Are you trying to tell everyone that we're like super hairy? Like, I don't know what the point of that statement was.
No, you know what I'm saying.
But yeah, now it turns out that it didn't matter, but I still had a really good time. You know, I got to fly into New York, which is really exciting for me. Just really see what I'm missing. You know, I moved to Israel like right after college. So the Upper West Side scene is still super new for me and very interesting. It's like going to a social experiment. Like, you guys took me out to Moishe House on the Upper West Side.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like, this is so, like, fun but weird at the same time. I've been having a lot of culture shocks here.
Talk about your subway situation, how you're freaking out.
Oh, just a heads up. I'm just here right now. My company has a Brooklyn office, so that's why I was lucky enough to be in New York for a month. And right now I'm like the midway point. And when I first started getting on the subways here, it scared the shit out of me. Like, and I took subways through all of college, but when I was in like Times Square, that subway area, like 42nd Street, I just kept hearing different voices like echoing off the walls. And I felt like I was going crazy. And for the first week of commuting, I was having like mini panic attacks on the subway.
And it's not funny, but it's funny. Because they're, like, loud. The subway's, like, loud, hot, gross, like, situation.
I guess I'm not a New Yorker anymore.
It's the saddest thing. I can't. Like, I just can't with you.
I know. I'm such a tourist.
On the subway, going the wrong way, which is easy to go the wrong way, but still.
Oh, I literally took the subway all the way from Brooklyn to Queens one day because I was on my phone and not paying attention. And we were supposed to meet up. And I was like, I am going to be a half hour late because I'm in Queens right now.
Oh, my God. I know.
But I think I'm at the point where I figured it out. I'm
Oh, you're about to leave. You figured the subway out and you're about to leave, which you should stay because why should you stay, Abigail?
Why? Because Actually, I know I always like, you know, preach about Israeli men, but since I've been gone for a while, I'm really into the nice Jewish boys here, you know. There's some cute guys at Moishe House, and also just on the dating apps in general. I just downloaded, I've always been on Hinge, but I just downloaded Bumble, and I think it's pretty cool. I met like some older guys, some younger guys, you know. I have some cougar vibes going on.
Yes. Oh my god. Okay. I want to make this, I've been talking this about this a lot lately. What is like the age to like when should you not date someone younger than you? You know what I mean? So like, say I'm 26, should I not date a 23-year-old? Like, is that too big of an age gap? If he's really mature and sweet, should I still go for it? Like, that is something we've been thinking about, and we're just like not sure, because a lot of people are like, they're 23, but they're not mature enough. But sometimes at 23, like, they're married. Some guys are like married at that age and they are mature. Not as mature as like a 30-year-old or 28-year-old, but still. So that's something, if someone wants to give us an answer for that.
We've been debating, but I guess the answer is, at the end of the day, I think it's better safe than sorry. Just like, we should go for older guys, because generally for younger sure. ones are idiots.
They are idiots. They're all idiots.
But I've kind of, yeah, some younger guys, not some like, you know, 1 or 2 years. Then they were pretty impressive and mature. And, you know, that's what drew me to them at first. But yeah, also while I've been here, I crashed a wedding last week, which was fun.
So random. Also, I think you went with Joseph. Yeah. He's like a really good friend of ours.
So yeah, a friend was going, and as a joke, I was like, oh, you're going to a wedding? Like, I'm kind of bored, you know, with my nights, even though I have been going out a lot every night here, to the extent that like I get no sleep. And then the bride actually said that I could come, because he like told her as a joke. And then I went, and I wore a dress that I had that I totally thought fit me, that I wore to a wedding 2 years ago. And when I was trying, we were already like, we're getting an Uber with like this random couple, because it was on Long Island. And when I tried on the dress, like I just we couldn't zip up the zipper. So I was freaking out. Like, obviously I gained weight in the last 2 years. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I have a restaurant card in Israel that I get to eat out every day at work. And so, you know, it's inevitable to put on a few pounds. You know, I still look cute, but I did get a little too, you know, big for that dress. So it was a fashion emergency. But luckily the girl we were with had like fashion tape and safety pins, and she knew exactly what to do. And she turned the zipper into a backless dress, and it ended up looking better actually than like if it would have been zipped up.
So oh, I just had a great
night in Long Island, open bar. And then I actually started hitting on the bartender there, you know, because I didn't know anyone that's sweating, so who cares? And then
how are you hitting on him? Was he older? Like, tell me
the bartender.
How are you just hitting on him? Like, was it just you and him at the bar?
No, so I just came for drinks, and I was like kind of making conversation a little bit. And then I turned around, and there was actually an even cuter guy next to me. I can't help it. You know, I see one guy and then I see another guy and I'm like, oh, but this guy's cute too, you know? And then I got that dude's number. So it really just has been Coast Girl Summer, you know, just taking opportunities to come at you, having a good time and crashing weddings during peak wedding season.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Like, you've had a lot of fun, like guys situations.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, what about you? And then I realized, like, you have boyfriends, so.
Yeah, no, but my Coach Girl Summer was a different Coach Girl Summer. My Coach Girl Summer was a lot of traveling. So my first trip was Mexico. So me, Miriam, and Lily will be on the podcast soon. Yep. So Miriam, Lily, and I went to Mexico really last minute, literally booked the flight, like, 5 days before, like, we're going to Cancun, Playa del Carmen. And we just did an all-inclusive resort, which was amazing. If you need any recommendations or tips, let me know. I loved it. I literally just sat by the pool, sat in the hot tub, and just had drinks given to me all day.
I'm really pissed at you guys, because I kept texting Lily the whole year, let me know when we're doing a trip. And then all of a sudden, I see pictures of you guys in Mexico, and I'm like, what the hell?
I know.
Yeah, but yeah, Lily had to, you know, she had a limited amount of time before grad school. You guys, you want me on the trip. It's fine. I get it. Like, you know.
No, it was so short. It was so, like, it was a very quick trip. Then I went to Chicago for a bit for a wedding. So I was at the wedding. It was very fun. I finally got to go to a wedding with my boy toy.
Your boy, is that what you call him to his face, or like?
No, he's a toy. No. I went to Chicago for a wedding. That was super fun. Love it.
I think it's more fun to crash random people's weddings or to go to people's. I would argue equally amount of fun.
I've never crashed. So I don't know what that's like. What is that like?
You just have no responsibility. You know, like when you're a bridesmaid, obviously you're super happy and like you feel like really like just emotional for your friend. But it is like some responsibility, you know? And then like when you're at a wedding where you don't know anyone, you're kind of just like, oh, I'm just gonna have a good time, like dance with randoms and, you know, and like
drink whatever.
Yeah. You know, I see the benefits to both.
Definitely. I think it'd be fun just to go to a party, literally just honestly, but sometimes if I know people too, I still go to the bar and just like drink up all night.
Yeah. Even though it's a good time. That's our number one takeaway from Coach Girl Summer is you should go to at least one wedding because it's always a good time.
And flirt with the bartender. 110%. I even might have flirted with the bartender while I was with Saul. So like whatever. But what else? And then I went to Myrtle freaking Beach.
You did a couple's retreat.
A couple's retreat. It was so nice. Okay, well, Myrtle Beach is okay. It's a little, like, shitty. Not gonna lie. It's not the nicest beach. It kind of reminds me of Jersey Shore. The best part was the ocean. And, like, you literally live in Tel Aviv. So you're always, like, you live in Jerusalem, but you're near the ocean all the time. And for me, it's, like, a luxury. So it was just so nice to be able to, like, walk out of the hotel and see the ocean. So that was just like probably one of my favorite parts of the summer. Just like water is just so calming. Listening to it, seeing the sunset, sunrise.
Oh, it was really relaxing.
It was relaxing. I just felt like I was in the Jersey Shore.
I should have third wheeled.
Honestly, you should have. And when you were with Saul and I this past weekend, does it feel like you're third wheeling? Like, what is it like?
So me, Saul, Jory, and my friend Nava, he used to be my roommate, and I bring her up on the podcast all the time. We went to Bear Mountain this weekend. We did a cute little
thing. Very scary.
Did I feel like I was third wheeling? No, because Nava was there, so she was like my date, you know?
But did it feel like – do you think it was just us?
I think you guys are good at not leaving people out and, like, being in your own bubble.
Okay, yeah. Good.
You guys are good at it, so don't worry. Because
I told you know about my last boyfriend sitch where I literally ignored all my friends.
Yes, that did happen. That did happen. So Jory has grown since then.
Baruch Hashem. Thank goodness. Learn from my mistake.
Yeah, I don't. You were one at this girl one time. Girls that just like get boyfriends and go off the face of the earth.
Don't do it.
No, but the highlight of the hike was that we found a 7-Eleven, at least it was for me, a 7-Eleven.
Literally the best thing ever. Okay, sorry.
It smells like it's all kosher hot dogs. Were we in Muncie? Where were we? I don't know. Saul knew about it. Okay. So I got two hot dogs, and I love hot dogs, okay? Like, ever since I was a kid, like, just barbecues, like, I was known for, like, the little girl that was just super excited about hot dogs. So I was just – that was the peak of the hike. Like, yes, the hike was great. Nature is great. But you know what else is great? Fucking hot dogs.
It was
– kosher hot dogs at 7-Eleven. We really recommend this place if you're in the area. Yes, kosher 7-Eleven is the place to be.
They also had, like, Click, like the Israeli candy Click, and, like, sour sticks in the 7-Eleven, and, like, matzo ball soup boxes. It was insane. I was, like, never – and Kedem wine. It was crazy.
So leave it to us to wrap up Kosh Girl Summer with a very kosher culinary experience.
I know. Well, we are ready for our guests. So we're going to take a short break and then we'll speak with them soon. Hey guys, and we're back from the break with Lily Jacobs and Miriam Kunslinger. They are bestest friends from college. Say hey guys.
Hey guys.
Woo! We are so happy they're on. How do we introduce them? There's so many ways. Actually, do you guys want to introduce yourself? What are you up to now, Lil? I just started PA school.
Amazing. Also, Lily is also my roommate. She's been my roommate. Miriam also was my roommate. They've been my roommate. Former. Was.
She had to get married.
Had to get married. Had to get married in front of husband and leave us all stranded.
I would have roomed with you guys too if I wasn't a dumbass that moved to Israel. So I just want everyone to know that I would have been a part of that, but it's fine. I'm over it.
I know. We have a plan.
We haven't rolled it out this
we yet. Have a plan. Wink, so, wink, nudge, nudge.
I mean, it might be happening really soon.
Lily and I have been living together for about 3 to 4 years. Never in Stern, though. Mostly just on the Upper East Side and the Upper West Side.
We lived on the Upper East Side together with Miriam. We lived on the Upper West Side, trying to figure out life. Diving through, doing Shabbases together, eating alone, doing random things.
You guys eat alone a lot of Shabbats? Just you two?
We do. We do. We definitely do. But it's really fun. And Miriam joins us as well. But yeah. And we eat dinner together and we watch TV together. We really do everything together. We're basically
we're basically antisocial. We don't want new friends.
Yeah.
Except for Lily. Lily wants a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Lily's making new friends in PA school. We're really excited about it.
She's a traitor.
I was so anxious, but I basically threw my number at everyone and messaged them.
Good. I'm so happy for you. That's the point.
I'm treating everything as like a milestone. Like I got my first friend request the other day.
Oh my God.
My first like texter lecture. I was really anxious, guys.
I'm so happy. This is like a big step up.
How long did it take you to respond to the text?
What? Oh, yeah. And I don't respond.
Like, how long? No, like, did you have to, like, formulate it? Like, did you put a lot of thought into it?
Honestly, probably, but I'm a little embarrassed that we're talking about this.
Oh, wow.
I get texting anxiety, so.
It's a thing, guys. Texting
anxiety. For a lot of time.
It's a real issue. But what about you, Mir? What are you up to in life?
Yeah, I'm an actuary.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Make the money.
Yeah. It's riveting. and I have cats. And I'm married.
Your dream goal is?
Oh, yeah. To have an animal shelter eventually. First, need the money for it. Or rich friends to donate a lot. Are you looking at any of us? Because like
on the wrong ground.
Well, you have potential.
Right.
Maybe in a couple of years. You know, we'll see where life takes us.
Fingers crossed, you know, with the podcast, we'll have enough money, you know, to support the animal shelter.
Yeah, guys, if you buy our merch, we'll help animals. Specifically Miriam's animal shelter.
Yes. Our most of our money will go toward the shelter.
50% to Miriam's animal shelter, 50% to us.
No, that's so much money. I was thinking like
Joy's 10. Like 10.
I'm like 10.
Okay, 1 or 2%.
Yeah, no. No, that'd be really nice. But I need to make a living.
I don't have an animal shelter to donate to yet. So you can donate to another one.
Just send it directly to her bank account.
Yeah.
Plus you can just give it to her in Amazon gift card form.
Yes.
Well, we were gonna chat about where we all first met each other and our first impressions. So, Abby, do you want to go first?
I'm going to go first. Okay, first I'm going to do the nice one, then I'm going to do the mean one. Okay. Miriam already knows this, but I used to see Lily with two other girls, someone else that we had in the podcast also, Rebecca Kirzner, who talked to us about Torah in the first season. And so I used to see her and her friends in the elevator and just think that they were a really cool crew. I don't know why I thought you guys were cool. You just radiated confidence. And then, like, for the first year at Stern, like, we weren't really friends. Like, we knew who the other person was. And then with Miriam, I was visiting Israel, and she was on a summer program with other Stern girls in Israel because she started a year after us. And I just thought that, like, she was, like, this young, annoying person, even though she's a year younger than me. So that was my first impression of her. And then when we got to YU and I started to get to know her a little more, we got back on campus, I thought she was really scary and like intimidating and like not in a cool way. Lily was cool and you were scary.
I went from annoying to scary.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I got to know you a little more. You have to be on the right side of Miriam. Like you have to be, you know, like don't become Miriam's enemy.
What?
Yeah. Lily will still be nice to you. Lily's nice to everyone.
I'll be nice to you.
I would say, okay, for me, for Miriam, I first saw her in Israel. I met her in Israel. I'm pretty sure we went on a program together in the summer. That summer was trying to get super from. So I literally davened 3 times a day. I was very, very strict. I used to run in like skirts when I worked out. Like I went to the Kotel every single day if I could. I was like super from.
Basically, we didn't interact that summer.
We did not interact.
Oh, really?
And she was like she was a party animal at the time too. And I was like, this girl is crazy. Oh, she's having so much fun. Well, I'm like davening my heart away. So we definitely had different lives then, and then we went to college together. I don't really know.
We just
were like mutual, like just like we weren't like super super close, but like she was just around and I was just around. We'd be cordial with each other. And then with Lily, I remember her through my older roommate. She was like, remember Susie?
Yeah.
She was like in your class, and she's like, Lily's so sweet and so nice. She just kept saying, you're so nice. Oh my god, I want to know her. She's so nice. I want a nice friend. So that's how I like first thought of Lily.
So basically, yeah. Well, Miriam's not loving this first impression game.
No,
I just think that you can shit on me.
Inaccurate, and you guys probably just don't remember, right? So whatever.
It's fine.
Lily and I met. She was my student guy.
Oh, I didn't know that's how you guys met.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we were also really
standing alone in the line to check in.
Yeah, no one brought me to my school. My sister dropped me off from a bus. Okay, yeah, that's what happens when you're the fourth child. Everyone's standing with their parents. Not me. Yeah, I had a panic attack.
Over low key. Lily saved me from the panic attack because she's so nice.
Lily was like,
Yeah, I actually met when when I saw her in the line. I think it was back to talk to you, but we actually met like when you were making your class schedule and none of your classes were aligning.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of panic attack. Was like, yikes, and you had passed this girl on to someone else.
Wait, weren't you guys roommates that year though too?
Yeah, that's why I went up to her in
yeah.
the class, and I was like, oh man, I'm so, you know, bonding, do all this stuff.
Yeah.
Panic attack.
It was hard.
My first impression of you two, of Jory and Abby, was I can't even remember, but I remember that because me and Rebecca were basically always together, and then I think we knew that you two were always together.
Yeah.
And one time we were just like, let's just go out
yeah.
together. Like double date.
Literally a double date.
To like make friends.
It was so
and then
fun.
We went out, which was so fun. And then even, I feel like even when we went on like our triple together on cruise, we weren't even all like how close we are right now.
Yeah.
That like you know,
solidified our friendship, like all of us.
Yeah, like made us a crew.
Yeah, because we, right after that, we decided to like live,
but we weren't
together.
That close. Yeah.
But we weren't that close.
No.
Yeah,
definitely not. Wow, the crew. That was 2017.
I have no idea.
Yes, 2017, and
never remember.
Two and a half years.
It's 2021.
Me and Miriam weren't even 21 on that cruise yet.
No.
We really need to do another one.
You had the child pass. We went to the Bahamas. You went to Cozumel, Florida.
We went to my house for Shabbos.
Yes,
yeah.
That was the destination. Miriam's family lives in Florida, so
we were there for Shabbos, and then we went to the cruise. It was super fun. We each had 2 different rooms, Abby and I, and then you and Rebecca. You guys are Rebecca.
Yeah.
And
we
had a ton of alcohol in
cruise bags.
Biscuits bags.
Very good tip if anyone is going on a cruise. Even though no one even listen, even they even look through our bag.
Just warning, it might go through the detectors, but if they open it, it says booze cruise on it.
We went to like
I know. And then we tried to cross it out with Sharpie.
So stupid. I know. I still have them here.
That's
I still
okay.
have them. We used it as well.
Never, Miriam, your parents left the house and we're like, go,
all right, they're gone, let's do it now. In the bathroom.
Yeah, it was very high school-y.
It was so fun though. That was the best.
That was so fun.
My favorite part of that was when we saw other Stern girls on the cruise, and they were like, oh, we should all hang out. And then we had a limited amount of alcohol. So we were like, okay, you guys could come, but you can't have our alcohol. Like, I think, like, we didn't know what to tell them.
Well, they had their own alcohol also.
They had the drink package, I think. And we did.
Oh, the drink package.
Well,
we also didn't want to share because we're not friends with them. Okay. It was expensive, and we limited for the days.
Your favorite part wasn't the karaoke when we took it over.
Oh, yeah.
And we basically performed for, like, all the older people that were on the cruise with us. Yeah.
We were really excited that we thought there were going to be so many young people on this cruise, but YU has a different, like, winter break than all the other schools. So just us and old people and, like, a group of guys that weren't even that cute, but we were excited because they were guys that were our age.
And they were giving us free drinks.
They did?
Why do you think we were speaking to them?
Oh, my God. You guys got free drinks? I didn't get free drinks.
I know. We were all talking with these random guys, too.
Literally, I had, like, one goal in mind when I speak to boys. Before I was married.
Yeah. Now, yeah, that was her past life, everyone, you know.
Yeah, that was. I remember that was just when you started dating Noah, too.
We weren't dating
you. Pre-Noah. Yeah.
It was pre-Noah.
My sad, funny part was that everyone was going to Mexico. I couldn't even go because I got sick. I don't know why I got sick. It feels like it'd be like COVID or something because like I was so nauseous and not feeling well for like a little bit, even though I was drinking everything. And then I was just like wondering what's going on. And then this Russian lady, this doctor, told me I should get some type of antibiotic shot. For some reason, she stuck it up my butt. She literally sticks the shot in my butt, tells me to pull my pants down. And I was so scared. And she was like yelling, like, not nice. She was like really she's not Russian. Nice. Yeah. She was Russian.
Yeah.
She had a very strict Russian accent. And she's like, and I thought like I could maybe like still leave the bus. The cruise. And I tried to leave and they wouldn't let me. And then she was there. You guys saw how scary she was.
Wait, what happened when she had to leave?
You don't remember?
And then literally the lights went off. They're like,
you can't leave and go into Mexico. Leave. It was so sad.
It was so sad.
I know.
It's just not, it's such an invasive thing for it to happen to you on a vacation. Like a Russian doctor sticking something up your butt. Well, I think I was holding your hand also. So help you get through it because I'm such a good friend.
Yeah, thank you. You weren't there?
We were all standing outside of the door.
And
you were inside. Yes. Yep. We're all waiting.
Oh my God. Okay. Never. Never say you're sick on a cruise.
What did they give you as like compensation?
Start with it.
Didn't you ask for something like free?
Oh, they gave me TV. Like they gave me TV for the day, so I was stuck in my room. I snuck out.
What did they give me?
TV so I could watch it. Like, because you know, like movies and stuff. Like, unlimited.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you didn't get the Wi-Fi. I don't know how you guys didn't get the Wi-Fi.
But yeah.
Because we're out. Cheapos.
I'm like,
you're not going to get the whole Wi-Fi?
Me and Jory always talk about how cheap we were back in college. Like, and then now.
Oh, we were poor.
Yeah.
Like, Wi-Fi to me just seems like a necessity.
Now, maybe, but then.
I didn't feel like I needed it. You're only gone for. 4 days, 5 days.
No, but also just like, don't you want to like be able to call someone if something happens?
I mean, everything is there on the ship. Yeah. Like, they should have doctors if I get.
No,
when we call in the middle of the ocean.
No, like what if something happens in the boat that you need to call someone to save you?
Okay.
Like a Titanic situation?
No, like someone's attacking you or something.
Oh well, I don't know.
Who would you call? Like 911 on the shore? Like,
I'll call you guys to get someone to help me.
Us.
But I guess I'll call no one because no one else had Wi-Fi.
You're the only one that bought Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Okay, realistically, we literally traveled everywhere together.
Yeah.
Like, we might as well had, like, you know when people have.
We all had Wi-Fi.
Not leashes, but you know when people are connected with a rope? We might as well have been that.
Yes.
In your kindergarten?
Oh, yeah. So Miriam is the only one of our friends who's married. Craziness. Mazel tov.
Somehow. I don't know how I'm the only one, honestly. I feel like I'd be like the only one not married. You know?
No.
We're happy for you. Noah's also our good friend. So it was great. But this was almost 2 years, right?
Has it been 2 years? A year and a half.
A year and a half.
Their wedding was actually the last big thing I went to. It was right before COVID. I flew in from Israel. And I remember my parents were like, oh, something like called COVID is happening. I was like, okay, you guys are crazy. Like, that's not a thing. And then the moment I got back to Israel, like, yeah, that was when lockdown started. So it was my last big hurrah, and it was so worth flying out for.
It was everyone.
Yeah.
It was everyone's last big hurrah. It was so fun. It was so fun.
What were you that night?
It was definitely Jory being the most single ever. I literally told my really good friend of like so many years that his name's Aaron Shakib, that I was in love with him. And I told him that night, and he was like not feeling it, Jory. Or he's like, it's better off as friends. And I'm like, come on, we've been flirting for like 4 years. Just give it a chance, dude. And he was not having it. I did that. I also flirted with Noah's cousin brother the whole night. So I literally flirted with him the entire night and try to be part of the family.
You got to get this girl under control.
I know.
In the lobby. Underwear.
I kept like, just flashing my underwear.
In and out of the like revolving door thing. Yeah. You're trying to flirt with Mikey.
And
Zach. This is all code names, by the way.
They like know it.
No, it's fine. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care.
It's all code names.
I'd rather not. Literally get 3 guys a night, probably, and then also Aaron.
No, but
I was having a good time.
A lot of stuff happened on this wedding. Like, me and you were both going hard.
Yeah, so let's talk about Abby. Let's talk about like your night from Aaron's wedding.
I'm not going to say names. Like, I'm less comfortable with that because I'm embarrassed. Let's see. I was talking to this guy for a couple of months that I totally thought were going to be a thing. Like, you know, I thought that either, like, he was going to move to Israel for me or, like, we weren't even dating. Like, I'm psychotic. Like, we were, like, pen pals for a couple of months. I show up to the wedding. He was really – I have receipts of texts. If you guys want to see them, I will post them.
Also, the only reason why I am – I don't know about Noah, but the only reason why I invited him to the wedding was so that Abby can, like, get it on with him or something.
Yeah, that was the plan. Like, we were talking about it for months.
Yeah.
And – which is – okay, so we show up. I'm really hitting on him, whatever. And then his friend is like, Abby, like, stop. You're embarrassing yourself. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, we clearly have something going. And then he was like, he doesn't want to tell you because he's embarrassed, but he's like kind of dating someone. And I was so pissed because there were so many cute guys at the wedding and I was putting all my energies into this one guy. And I was literally like to him, like, what the hell? Waste my time 2020. Okay. And this, little did I know, it was the last wedding before COVID. So I could have like, you know, spent so many hours, like, you know, so, you know, competing with Jory for Noah's brother, who is, yeah.
Even got a seat at the carefully picked table.
Yeah. It was everything was
all that
was the seat at that table that I handpicked.
Good job. She put the most single hot men at her table. I was so hot.
Miriam was a really thoughtful bride. Like, she put some really hot guys at her table.
So only for you guys though.
So once I gave up on this guy, I started hitting on like the other guys that Miriam picked for us, that they were handpicked from Instagram. You never met them, right? You saw them on Instagram? Like,
oh yeah, I just stalked all of them.
And then there was this night, oh, this is really funny, where I ended up somehow at the end of the night after we got off all our fancy clothes, I ended up with them in a jacuzzi with 2 guys. And I brought candy from Israel. And I thought that they really wanted the candy from Israel, because they kept talking about how much they wanted it. But I think at the end, it turns out I was the candy from Israel. They were like, oh, we should go back to your room and get the candy from there.
What?
I didn't know this. I'm not going to say names.
I
didn't know that.
Yeah. You guys were there. You guys were listening.
They wanted Abby's candy.
I don't think they wanted a threesome. They were both competing for the candy, which was me. And then one of them eventually gave up on me. And then I went back to get the candy, and then he was like, oh, like, I really want to kiss you, right? Like, one of the guys gave up, and the other guy came up, and it was so weird.
First time I'm hearing about that.
Oh, okay, because it was your wedding, you know, you're busy. And then it turns out he did not want the candy from Israel, which, like, I don't understand why. Everyone knows shook candy is great.
yeah, he wanted to kiss me. And then I was just like, no. Even though these were the eligible bachelors, I was just like, you know, really pissed about, you know, the guy from the beginning of the night. So that was my experience at Miriam's wedding. We can
we sat like right outside of our hotel door and we literally were like up against the wall listening.
But I want to shift over to Lily's experience because it was very different than me and Jory's, I would say. Yeah, a lot of people calmed down at your wedding.
Listen,
it was like a reality TV show.
Lily,
we're going to talk about the
painting. From your perspective?
What, that I fainted?
Yeah. Lily was overwhelmed.
Adelaide duties at the wedding.
She was the maid of honor.
Giving the rings. What?
Well, the maid of honor.
Which I love. I warned the groom that I wouldn't be able to stand at the front for the whole wedding. And
I was, it was nice. That side, okay? I did not want to eat there, and I was forced, okay?
Like, I'm going to be in heels, you know, I'm going to get set. Which, I mean, granted, I think it was nice that he wanted, like, the groomsmen and the bridesmaids to kind of be, I guess, separate from, I don't know,
the guests.
Yeah, because they weren't walking down. But I almost made it through the rough boat. I started getting a little dizzy. Debating on drinking the candle water that was sitting on the stage.
Oh my god. I didn't know that.
And then suddenly I was going down. Going down. But I was taken care of by one of our good friends, Joseph.
Throughout Sarah and my sister.
And Sarah and your sister.
Who all cut it. And I was like up there and I'm like, do I go help her? Like, you know?
No. I wasn't drunk. Like, I definitely wasn't drunk.
Also times when, like, you've also, like, not eaten all day and you're, like, totally fine. Like, you have those times where, like, you're fine. And I don't know. It's so crazy on that one day. Yeah. Just, like.
I think you were just overwhelmed by, like, the amount of love in the room and handle it.
You know, it's a lot. The ring bearer.
But yeah, it was pretty embarrassing considering a lot of my Atlanta friends were there and I hadn't seen them since high school, and then suddenly it was just
Lily's on the floor
going down. So that was my experience. That had so much fun.
It was the best. We had the best time. Literally the best wedding cake I've ever had too.
Oh, you remember?
Oh yeah. That was good.
Everyone ate my cake even though I wanted to not give it out. Low key. I like that word and everyone accepted.
Well, they wheeled it into the lobby.
That was because it was like, it was already like so eaten that like I was like, just give it to them. Like, because like everyone just like came, like I was like cutting the cake for the pick and then like all of a sudden I'm like serving cake. You know, like people are like, oh, can you cut me a piece? Can you cut me a piece?
You were serving cake?
Yeah, I was like.
At your own wedding?
I know, because I was just
cutting it and everyone was coming up with plates.
Yeah.
Because
I was cutting it. And then I'm like, oh, I didn't realize we were actually eating it. Okay. You know, because like I wanted to save it for our anniversary. Like people do that. They freeze it and then they save it for their anniversary and they eat it.
Did you save any?
No, there was nothing. There was nothing to save.
Oh, wow. Really?
That seems like very like freezer burn situation.
What?
Keep it for a year.
It's a thing. It's like
I didn't know that.
It is a thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was cute, but
is it a Jewish tradition?
I saw people like putting their fingers on it. I was like, nah. No, no.
Not just, today.
I'll just not have it. No, it's not a tradition. I don't know why. Okay. I don't know what it
I can
like.
See that
signifies.
It's like luck, it's just, good luck, you know.
It's just cute.
The luck from the first day. I don't know.
Yeah.
Talking on my ass. But I really liked the dress I wore to your wedding also. It was $20 and I looked really good. And
yeah,
I got it at Macy's.
I love that it was $20.
So if you guys ever need help finding like steals, you know, let me know. You know, because I know that being a bridesmaid is expensive.
It is.
But it was worth it.
I also liked my dress.
Yeah.
Worth it to fly out. But now that you have been married for a year and a half, yeah, we're all pretty single. So like, what's it like? Not like married life, because that's like boring, you know? Yeah. Like all your friends being single, like, is that fun for you? Or is that like, oh, I kind of wish I had like a couple friends, you know?
So like, I don't really think about it like that. Like, I don't really think about like having a couple friends or not. Like, just like my friends.
Okay.
Like, I don't like think about their like statuses of like their relationship statuses, you know? Because, like, even if, let's say, like, I had a couple friend, I would still want my other friends to come to wherever we're going.
Yeah. You, like, so, you wouldn't be excluded.
Yeah. Like, so, like, it doesn't really make a difference to me.
Do you wish you would have waited longer to get married, or are you like that you're how the age you got married?
Well, thank God I got married before COVID.
Well, yeah. We're all screwed.
I definitely would not be able to handle it, like, emotionally. Like,
yeah.
Especially, like, my family, Noah's family, Noah and me, like, four different opinions on COVID, like, just, like, very, it would be very, very bad. So, I'm happy that I got married before COVID.
Literally right before. You guys are the luckiest.
Yeah.
The luckiest of the luckiest.
Since we're all together, let's talk about dating apps. Which one's hot, which one's not?
Okay, my favorite dating app is Bumble because of the question game.
Oh, yeah, you guys love the question game.
And I think that every app should implement it ASAP because it's fun.
I haven't actually done the question game.
What? You? When I first downloaded Dumble? Dumble.
I think that would be so fun to do it, like a game on a dating app.
Yeah.
It's a real game. Like, you have to really, like, know someone, like, virtually in a sense. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I'd rather just say, hey, like, I find you attractive. Like, let's just meet up. I hate when it just gets dragged out, you know, and then you're just, like, texting forever. And you're like, okay, but when are we going out?
I love that you can send GIFs on Bumble.
Oh, I haven't done that. Can you not do that on Hinge?
Not that I know of.
Wow, Hinge is unblocking.
Ooh, I think
that is lacking. Jay Swipe is literally in the toilet.
Oh, I hate Jay. Yeah, no, just kidding. We love Jay
Swipe. Is Jay Swipe okay? What is it like in Israel, Abby?
I just think for some reason, I think also in Israel, I think weirder guys are more attracted to using Jay Swipe. Maybe it's just my experience. I did meet a cute guy on Jay Swipe, but then he ended up stealing my laundry, as we know from season one.
Yes.
Being kind of a weirdo. I don't know. Yeah, I would say Bumble and Hinge are up there. And it's probably fun for Miriam, you know? You help me and Lily write texts.
I know. Miriam has Lily's Hinge, so she can also help her with guys. Like, it is in general.
Yeah.
So, like, go through.
I'm the encourager.
What?
I'm the encourager. So, if I see that Lily didn't respond to someone, then I'll be like, Lily, respond.
Yo, respond. What are you doing?
How often do you check Lily's Hinge to make sure she's responding and not, like, ghosting people?
Not that often because I forget about it.
Okay.
But if I specifically told her to answer someone, then I'll check that she did. Like, if she's like, I'm going to answer them, you know, then I make sure that she didn't forget.
It's like having a dating app coach.
No, it's more like.
You should also log into mine.
I know. They should have, like, a switch accounts thing.
They should. Abby and I also just got a Hinge. We have it for two coach girls to spread the word so all the boys can listen. So if you see us, so swipe right.
Swipe right. We won't beat you, but we're happy to get more fans.
Yeah.
Girls and guys. So
fun. It's fun to encourage friends to be on apps.
They're just, everything's just a lot, you know?
What? It's a lot for you?
Everything's just a lot.
It is a lot.
A lot of people, a lot of
conversation.
Like, a lot of similar. Everything just becomes, like, very similar, you know?
Yeah. Like, it's usually a hot guy with a dog pic or a hot guy with his shirt off saying he likes.
I mean, I would say that dog pics do get me, but everyone just, like, loves sarcasm and like being competitive.
What is it? Chicken parmesan.
Chicken,
was it parmesan?
Oh yeah, like I said, chicken parm. Yeah.
Chicken parm is like the famous like food they all eat.
Oh,
okay. That's not like kosher.
Classic. Not kosher. Check off.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, so. I mean, I think I should post more pics with cats. Okay.
Oh, you're right. You know, I always see guys with dogs, but never with cats.
Yeah.
Like, we should have some more cats up in here.
Yeah, I think that would get, like, the cat lovers. Just saying. You're welcome.
Okay. What game are we playing, Av? As you know, last season we had all the Coach Boys. But there were some guys out there that thought they were too good to be a Coach Boy, but it's actually like they weren't qualified to be Coach Boy. So we're going to roast their Instagrams without saying names because that's Lashon Hara. So I'm going to show you guys a name and we're going to roast his Instagram. Let me see.
Okay, perfect. I'm looking at Instagram right now. Okay, so the first picture I see, he's like all messed up. He's like going skiing. Okay, so we see travel.
Just in case we didn't know that he was going skiing, he made sure to write it in the caption.
Oh, it's in the caption?
Ski weekend.
Okay.
No. And then more than a year later, he's in an all, what is this, a robe with four other boys.
Okay, so I feel like maybe he didn't want to be on the podcast because, you know, he has a thing for other guys, you know? So... You know, I get it now because they're all in robes, right? Question.
Oh my gosh. Wait, guys, if you scroll down just a little bit.
Okay, we're scrolling down.
Wait, to this pic?
Yeah, I see it.
Look at the caption.
The only
people that I would travel to Brooklyn for.
You think he came up with that himself?
I don't know, but I love his hashtags. Hashtag Brooklyn. Hashtag
just in case you search up hashtag Brooklyn, you'll get this picture.
Well, he's actually not that bad at Instagram.
Yeah, he's it's not as, you know, I wanted to roast him some more, but his Instagram game is all right, you know.
I feel like he cleaned it up since we told him that we're going to be doing this.
Did we tell him we're going to be on?
I don't think he did. It's always been like this.
Really? Because I remember his captions being way worse.
Okay.
he's a classic boy. Classic,
that's what you have to say.
Travel, kosher restaurants, golfing, wedding type of guy. So, who else are we looking at?
We are looking at this guy next.
Okay. One of my favorite guys. I'm obsessed with him.
Oh, yeah. Wait. No, we're supposed to be shitting on him because he didn't want to be Coach Boy.
He didn't want to be Coach Boy, but he's so cute.
Oh, my God.
But little do I know, he's like 5 years younger than me.
Well, 5 years. Is he?
His first post is a montage of pictures
like, what
of
himself.
I don't know.
Partying.
Yeah. Just in case you didn't think that he was partying, now you know. Yeah.
He needs everyone to know that he's a party boy and he's always having a good time.
And has alcohol in every single pic, which is similar to me, so I can't hate.
Yeah, kind of brave.
Every pic.
In the pic, but okay.
Oh, my God.
Is it weird for me to like something from, like, 2 years ago?
I don't think he'd be shocked.
He'd probably just, like, be like, hey, Jory, what's up?
He doesn't post as much as I expected, like, given his personality.
He doesn't. He does more stories than posts.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's not more, like, shirtless stuff.
Okay.
Because
He has a good body.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're roasting.
We're talking about you. Let us know.
Oh, sorry. We're roasting. Don't forget.
We're hoping that if we bully these guys enough on this episode, they will be bullied into being Coach Boys this season.
So we'll bring them down so much
that they'll be partners.
So much that so they'll have to come to coach to be a Coach Boy, even though you're doing Coach Girls.
That is the plan. Yeah, we are doing a lot more Coach Girls this season, and we also bullied Lily into being our first Coach Girl. She does not want to be here. She doesn't have an Instagram presence to like.
Hard to find her.
Yeah. So what?
So if you like this voice you're listening to.
Oh my goodness.
Feel free to hit us up and we'll direct you to Lily.
You can.
That's all we're gonna say. That's all we're gonna say.
Yeah. She's very mysterious.
We will pre-screen you.
Yeah, you have to get past us to get to Lily. And then you have to get past.
And Abby may take you.
I would. I'd be like, okay, but what about me?
Like, Lily doesn't even want it anyway.
So yeah, that's our Coach Girl of the week.
Thanks, Lily and Mira, for coming on. Abby and I are signing off. Thanks, guys.
Bye.